Free Art Friday Atlanta podcast, episode 10. This week's guest, Telly Box. You can find her on Twitter at @TellyBox_. We had a nice conversation about Savannah and industrial design and other things, and you can listen to that right after these announcements for all the things that are going on Free Art Friday Atlanta related. There are a ton of stuff coming up for the September month, which is just underway. Today is the 6th, obviously. The first thing we got up is this Gatorade auction of skateboards, used skateboards, broken skateboards, things like that. There are a bunch of artists that have done and contributed to this. Elephant, Larry Holland, Cold Arted, Bottle of Pop has a piece in there as well. I'm sure I'm missing someone. You can go online to skateraid.net and bid on these. There's also a show on September 29th where you can go and bid on these as well. That noise in the background is my dog trying to find a comfortable place to sit in this hot office. Okay, so next thing we're going to go on to is see Woodwork and the artists that they sell on their website at the Root City Market. They will be selling stuff from Ryan Malik. Mayan Relic is his Twitter name. George Hanna, Christian at Clunky Robot, Larry Holland again, Run Amok. Matt Rainey is also involved in that. Root City Market would also like to invite you to come hide art around the area if you would like. And that is going to be on the 14th. Also on the 14th is Atlanta Land, 130 plus art pieces from only Atlanta artists. Mr. Purdy is, I guess, headlining that bit. You can find no pieces from the architect, Kevin Bradley, and also Clunky Robot will be in there. I am sure there are some others that are going to be in there as well. They just have not told me that they are going to be there. Also, the big thing is the Trackside 80s show. Trackside is in Decatur. It's going to be on the 28th. It's a 80s cartoon show themed show, and we will be putting art up around there. I am sure there will be a ton of stuff dropped around there as well. If you are a hunter, that would be the place to go on the 28th. It will be fun. Come talk to some of your artist people. They are just as awkward as you are, as I have noted in my previous podcast. Anyway, that's it for now. I hope that all of you have a great, great weekend. I, of course, will always take feedback on the iTunes, also Podomatic. You can throw some stuff there. You can always get in touch with the Free Art Friday community on the FAFATL.com website. And also freeartfridayatlanta.com goes to the same place. I hope you guys will rate and comment and do all those things, but I can't make you. Bye. Okay, so we're here with, where can they find you?
Tellybox.
Tellybox.
With an underscore afterwards.
Oh yeah, so that someone else already had it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're here, and you were about to head back to school to Savannah after your summer.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you first start dropping stuff for Free Art Friday?
June 1st was the first day at Artlantis, because that was the first day that I had come back to Atlanta from Savannah.
Okay.
And I dropped 3 pieces that day, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
That's what happens mostly, is that people get addicted.
yeah
so
and probably gonna get my roommate into it.
Oh yeah,
her parents already yelled at her for not doing it already.
Oh yeah,
so
that's good.
She's not used any power tools though, so that should be interesting.
Well, you don't have to use power tools, you can use scissors.
Well,
if you don't
want
to go with the wood route. And how did you hear about Free Art Friday?
My friend actually showed me Catlanta like 2, maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it was just kind of like a thing. We didn't realize it was associated with anything else.
Yeah.
And then back in spring semester, she made the Free Art for You film.
Okay.
And that's when she kind of went, why aren't you doing this? You know how to use wood. Why aren't you... And you paint. What?
Yeah.
do it. And so then I was like, all right.
Yeah. And then, so have you been to any events or did you go to an everyman thing since she had done the...
I went to the production party that was pretty much makers only.
Yeah.
And that's the only everyman thing that's happened, really.
Yeah.
Other than the lantern making.
Right.
While I've been up here.
Right. But you met a lot of makers there.
Yes.
And so that kind of sparked some more...
Yes.
Addiction.
Yeah, and then I've been doing a lot of trades.
Yeah.
Just because it was like, I think I was here for like 2 weeks, and then I was like, anybody want to trade? And got like six people, so I was like, all right,
yeah,
this is good.
Yeah. So who have you gotten to pieces from?
That list has gotten much longer than six people.
Yeah.
To name a few, Kevin.
Yeah.
The architect. Well, both of them, actually.
Okay. The one that we won't name.
Yes. I forget people don't like to use their names.
Well, it depends on which Kevin, because there's like six Kevins.
Oh. Well, the two that I definitely know are Kevin.
Okay. Okay. One is the architect.
I'm kind of bad with names. I'm just like, I know what you do. That's
yeah.
Close
and then there's
enough.
A Kevin Abeda.
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine with it.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it's a long list.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I've picked up a total of three pieces the entire time that I've been here.
Okay.
And I've bought several things, and then I have like 10 or 15 that are trades.
Right. And then you're taking some to Savannah with you.
Yes. I'm going to be collecting probably next week.
Okay.
And I was thinking of doing it in a couple of different places on different days to try and make it easier for people.
Yeah.
Since their schedules are hard and mine is about
open
as flexible as water.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's like that kind of too, except with the kids. What do you study in Savannah?
Industrial design.
Okay. That's cool. So you make things.
Yeah, it's basically product design.
Right.
And I've gotten a lot of people go, so do you design factories? And
well,
I'm
that's
just like,
kind of a thing.
That's more management design and their stuff.
I know a guy that's a industrial engineer, and that's what he does. He designs like workflows and.
Yeah, the engineers do the factories.
Yeah.
The designers do the pretty stuff.
Products.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I don't think most people realize there's two different things.
Well, they just hear industrial and they go, sounds like a factory to me.
Yeah, yeah,
don't
that's
blame
not
them.
Really how it goes. Okay, so that's cool. I always wanted to get into that. That was always pretty wild to me because you get to use all the fancy tools. 3D printing these days, I guess, is
We've
rampant.
Lots of 3D printers and all of that stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have any of that stuff when I was in school. All right, so you're going to do some collecting next week. This is going to air on Friday, so that's cool. Who has been your the one person that you've gotten that you really were happy that you got?
Well, having only gotten three pieces, it's kind of like really easy to narrow down.
Yeah.
Like, yes,
well,
I found this.
You can also do trade. You can go with the trade.
Oh, well,
people.
That makes it a lot more difficult. I've been listening to this, and I'm like, oh, crap, what am I going to say? And I'm just like, well... I'll find a way around it.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you find a way around it.
Well, the piece that I found that is probably the most, like, yes, was I got Shreya Teel's Girl with the Pearl Earring piece.
Oh, yeah?
So it's really neat. It's, like, fancy and stuff.
Okay, cool. So it's a fancier version of what they usually do?
It's got, it, like, looks like the actual painting.
Oh, cool.
So,
but it's a dog.
Yeah. Most things are like, well, it's this, but it's that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I do.
But
weird
if it's cool, it's cool.
So.
Oh, I like the televisions. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I wanted an easy shape.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, a box is pretty easy with legs, and then I wanted something that I could draw faces on.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to do like the same thing just kind of like over and over and over.
Right.
It's like it's pretty old pretty quick. I mean, I already have to draw like 500 sketches that are pretty close together.
Right.
Half the time, so I'm like, I want to do whatever I want to do.
Well, that's what's cool about the television is that the screen is anything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have the same shape, but you can then branch off and go wherever you want to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool.
And the nice thing about the shape is they're all different. I don't have to worry about like, oh crap, I missed the line. I'm just like,
Yeah, that's the cartoony aspect of it makes it really nice. I know that when I do, like, I've done squirrels and possums, and so they're realistic looking squirrels and possums, so it's hard to get them exact. You have to follow the lines, which is not always the best part. What kind of tools do you use?
I use the bandsaw.
Oh, yeah?
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I only use the scroll saw if I'm cutting out the center of something, which is kind of rare.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the scroll saw.
Oh, yeah? You like the bandsaw better than silver?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wow. The two pieces that I did for the 80s show, I cut on the bandsaw.
Yeah?
And they are not boxes.
Oh, yeah?
They are actual ridiculous shapes.
Okay.
I mean, one's a My Little Pony with a TV for a head, and it's slightly terrifying.
That's what I was going to say, is that the bandsaw seems to me like it would be easier to lose a finger. Like, you're going to get a good cut on a scroll saw, but you're not going to lose a finger.
Unless you try really hard.
That's just a pinky.
But, I mean, I don't like the scroll saw because it vibrates all the time, and it makes it a lot more difficult to
hold it
and move it the way I want to move it. And it's like, I've used bandsaws for probably 8 years now, so I'm pretty decent at a bandsaw.
So you're the kind of girl that likes the woodworking versus the everything else?
Well, I've got both in my basement because my dad's a woodworker, was a woodworker, out of hobby, not out of profession.
Right.
And so I just kind of like, going downstairs, see you guys later. Dad's like, clean up, darn it.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh, but I'm just going back later.
Yeah. The downstairs of my place is similar to that, and it's my stuff, and they're not allowed down there. It's like my area.
It's like my dad's got woodworking, and then my mom's got stained glass.
Okay.
And then we've got arts and crafts upstairs. So it's like,
so are we going to get a stained glass television?
Probably not. The stained glass studio is pretty dusty.
Oh, yeah?
It's nobody's been in there for a while.
Okay.
At least not anytime soon.
Yeah? Get dusted off and get it going. Oof. Okay, so you're going to be in the 80s show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be your first show?
Yes.
Cool.
And I won't be there for it.
Oh, well, that happens.
Yeah, it's literally the second week of school for me, so it's like I can't go down and then just be like, all right,
It's not like a commuter school from Atlanta.
Though somebody thought I was taking classes in Savannah over the summer while living in Atlanta, and I was just like, no.
It would be a two-day trip. It's 5.5 hours, 5 or 6 hours?
It's about four and a half hours, depending on how fast you drive.
Yeah. Do you stop at that gas station / petting zoo?
No, I didn't know there was one. I mean, I pretty much do a straight shot all the way down.
Listen, you gotta look for it on the way down there.
About where is it?
It's off, what's that road that goes between, I guess that's 75 and Savannah?
And 16?
Yeah.
It's
in that little spot, and if you don't look for it, you'll miss it. But it's just right off the interstate, and you can see, like, llamas and stuff like that. So now I got you a roadside attraction to stop at.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've driven with somebody to or from Savannah.
Oh, yeah?
Just because...
Yeah, you're just... Yeah, but it's about the time where you're just zoning out, and there's nothing there, and it's straight.
Yeah, 16
and it's just
is...
like, whoa...
Driven on that road enough times to know, like, it's better if you have somebody in the car because it's so boring.
They have emus, so.
Emus are deadly.
Yeah.
They'll knock you over and peck your heart out.
Yes, that's, and they have, like, donkeys and things. I've always wanted to stop. Anyway, so you've got two pieces going in for the trackside 80s cartoon that you said. You got one is a, My Little Pony?
Yes.
You gonna tell us what the other one is?
The other one is Felix the Cat.
Okay.
And it's got a TV for a head.
TV for a head. So that was our interruption with power equipment.
Intermission for the moment.
Yes. The John Deere tractor. So you grew up in Norcross, I'm assuming?
Yes. I grew up less than a mile from here. I mean, you passed my elementary school to get here.
Yeah. Native ATLian.
Yes.
Which is very few and far between these days.
Yeah, though every time somebody asks in Savannah, they're like, oh, where are you from? Atlanta. What part of Atlanta? Outside of it?
North-ish.
Northeast, and they're like, oh, where? And it's always weird when I'm like, from Norcross area, and they're like, oh yeah, I know that, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No, stop it. No, you don't. Go away,
just
creeper.
Gwinnett. Everybody lived in Gwinnett.
Yeah, or Northwest over by Kennesaw.
Yeah. So you, I guess you were always into art then, since you're going to SCAD and, and an industrial designer and things like that. What got you into art?
Just started drawing? I did art. I mean, my dad's got a luggage tag that I, is a picture I drew for him in preschool.
Okay.
I mean, I can remember in first grade going into Meet Your Teacher Day, and our, and my teacher said, draw a picture of yourself. She said this to every person. And I drew a picture of myself, and it's not what you, it's not your typical stick person. It actually had legs that had a thickness. And then I gave myself purple eyes. And both my parents and my teacher were like, your eyes are brown. And I was like, I don't care. I want purple eyes.
Yeah.
And it's just kept going since then.
Being unique.
Yeah, I mean, I did a mural in my middle school on the wall. And I think it's still there.
Oh,
I don't
think
they've painted over it.
They let you do that
yes.
versus just going in and doing it.
No, they probably wouldn't have been happy if I just went in and did it.
So now that you've been doing Free Art Friday for a little bit, you, you've met some people, obviously. What do you think about the community of people?
It's ridiculous how inviting everybody is.
Yeah.
It's like first coming into it, people are like, oh, hey, how's it going? You want to do this? And I'm like, whoa, wait, hold on. Because, I mean, at SCAD, people are very clicky and, you know, it's kind of, you butt heads easily and, no, you're not good enough for us. You're not enough of a hipster or whatever.
Whereas, well, they're also in their own little programs. They're, like, clicky and then they don't...
Even just within the individual ones, there are the people who are just like, I'm part of this side.
Yeah.
You stay over there. And it's just like, all right, that's cool. Cooler people over here. But everybody here has been like, come to us. It's almost like, join us.
Yeah.
Like,
it's almost to the point of... off-putting a little bit
because
you're not used to it.
Bit.
You're just not used to it, so it's
it's not the common way that things are done anymore. Like more people are like, nope, rejection.
Yeah. Well, I think the way I like to describe it is it's like an art insurgence. There's no, it's like a multi-headed beast of something. So when someone drops out, some other person comes
There's
in.
There's always somebody coming in.
Coming in and going out, and nobody's in charge, which is, makes it really kind of ego-free, I think. And so that's a benefit to everyone involved.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if, like, you know, Larry's setting up the Trackside show because he knows the people at Trackside. And he just, you know, if you want to set something up, you just start it and go. So you have big plans for just getting your roommate involved in Free Art Friday when you get back to Savannah? You're going to try to get a little community going?
I'm going to try and get those stupid artists off their butts.
Yeah.
I mean, people always complain about, like, oh, I don't have enough time. And I'm just like, that's because you're drinking on a Monday night.
Right.
Like,
there's nothing wrong with day drinking.
No. I mean,
you're in college, you can day drink.
Yes and no. It's not a problem if you've got your stuff done.
Yeah.
It is a problem if you're pulling all-nighters because you drank from 4 in the afternoon to
Nothing
10 at night,
wrong
and
with
then
that.
You have a 10-hour project that you need to do.
Yeah. I just never did the 10-hour project.
Oh,
they told
me
not to come back.
We just always projects, always, forever projects.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of artists are really concerned with just giving it away too.
Oh,
it's like,
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. And I, it's a bit of, you know, you don't give away your Mona Lisa. You know, you don't give away the masterpiece.
I mean, I've got enough artwork in my house that it's just kind of like I painted, and then I'm like, I guess I should put this on a wall or something. That it doesn't bother me to give away, you know, a 4-inch square piece of wood.
Right. Especially if you're doing it all the time, it's not that big of a deal. So hopefully they'll jump in. I think there's been some others that have come and gone, and you know, it's really difficult because you're only there for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like, I've I'll be there this fall, and then I've got one more quarter in the winter.
Yeah.
And I don't know what'll happen between those two quarters, because we have, like, a ridiculous 8-week winter break.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't know if I'm coming back or staying down there or what's going on, but I figure that I'll be there longer than just a weekend.
Yeah.
So it'll get more traction.
Hopefully
in
some people
moving,
will pick it up.
And I've got enough friends that I can be like, hey,
yeah.
Make something. But maybe something will get going.
Cool.
I think it's a little bit more challenging with, you know, constantly rotating as far as who's going to be there
right.
because of school and who's not.
Right.
But I think it's got a lot of potential, especially being in, you know,
yeah.
Savannah.
Yeah. There's a lot of metal to hang things on.
Oh, yeah. A lot of wrought iron.
Yes.
There's a lot of that.
Yes. And yours is on wood, and you do magnets on the back?
Yes.
Okay. And anything that you have that you're thinking about trying besides just the televisions, or?
Well, that was what I did for the 80s show. I was like, right. I'm tired of just doing boxes. I'm gonna show off just a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's when I cut out crazy, weird shapes.
Right.
And I've got I tried image transfer, which was interesting.
Yeah.
And it worked, and then it didn't work depending on how I tried it. And I've tried a bunch of different things.
Okay. So you tried the gel transfer deal and it...
Yeah. It worked as long as I didn't paint the surface first.
No, you can't paint the surface first.
But then when I painted it and I rubbed it off, it was kind of cool because it kind of looked like tie-dye but with a pattern.
Right.
So those will still go out eventually.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to decide if I still want to paint on top of them or not.
I got you. Yeah. I tried doing that as well, painting on it and then... doing a gel transfer didn't really work because I guess it's just the
I think it just doesn't have enough
acrylic, I guess, yeah.
enough yeah. traction and
yeah.
all that.
The wood grain catches it, I guess.
It's like I tried just about any process
yeah.
that someone can throw at me.
Yeah.
It's like people are like, I can't paint, so I only do image transfers, or I only paint because I don't image what? I
yeah.
don't get it. And I'm just like, I got Google. I can do anything.
I've started needle felting, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's interesting. I've always seen that, and then I'm always like, I read once how to do it, and they basically said just poke at it until it makes a shape, and I was like...
That's exactly how it's done.
That's okay. I think I'm going to,
It's expensive, though. You would be surprised that just wool is expensive. So you make small pieces, very small things. I made two, but...
Go in the night and... steal wool off of some random sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, well, there's use for that petting zoo.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure they have plenty with the, if they have a sheep in the summer. Down in middle Georgia.
Just get
south,
one bald patch
Georgia.
Off the sheep.
Yeah. Who are you looking forward to getting that you haven't gotten or seen? Or
that I haven't gotten.
Do you have a Catlanta? Because that's
no,
what everybody answers.
No, I don't. It's hard for me to really... like go hunting since I
yeah.
don't know where anything is.
Okay.
People do like a picture of something and it's like super recognizable and I'm like, what?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
And then there are the people who are like, oh, it's not that hard, and I'm like, meet me in Savannah and then we can talk about it, and
yeah.
I'll be like running here and there and you'll be like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it was a wrought iron lamp. I don't know how you got
and I'm like,
that
oh, that's on this and this.
Yeah.
Right there. But I mean, I don't have a Catlanta.
Okay.
Dream piece, I
yeah,
guess. But
I
feel like
said.
That's, you know, super stereotypical. Like, everybody's like, oh, I wish I had a Catlanta.
Yeah.
But,
He puts a lot of work into them.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice.
Yeah.
There were some in progress when I went there and interviewed them.
I can't imagine trying to cut those out on a scroll saw.
Well, they're not that hard.
Well,
you can,
yeah.
The more you practice at it, the better you get. Trust
yeah,
me on that.
I just, scroll saws.
The bandsaw works.
Bandsaw doesn't move.
Yeah.
So I don't have to clamp it to a table and then worry about the table vibrating.
Okay.
The bandsaw is a table.
Maybe you have a really crummy scroll saw.
Yes. Down here, I don't have a table that my scroll saw is like permanently attached to
okay.
or anything.
Maybe that's the issue.
The scroll saw in Savannah at school, like that one is bolted, I swear, to the center of the earth or
yeah.
something because
doesn't
it will
move
not move.
That's good.
It
that's
also has a variable speed on it, which is really nice.
Mine has a variable speed. It does help, because if you're cutting something thin, you can kind of slow it down.
Yeah.
Because if it's going too fast, it will
Yeah, the one I have here is just kind of, it's old.
Old.
So it,
yeah,
it does what it wants to do.
I gotcha. You were at the art drop that Blockhead did.
Yes.
What did you think about that?
I thought it was really interesting. I thought it was kind of funny that the day before, when a bunch of us had met at across the street and had lunch,
mm-hmm.
some of us were talking about, like, what's going on? I'm really confused. Don't know what's going to happen. And we were joking, like, that Blockhead would be in a helicopter, like, pelting people with blockheads, or that there would be a giant slingshot. It's basically some way of, like, pelting people with it.
So you were close.
We get there, and it's like, okay, so are we supposed to be, like, marching somewhere because of the whole military, like, noises and stuff? And then we see the Blockhead on the ground, and it's like, all right, this is the starting point, then what? And I kind of went, well, maybe it's the landing point, so everybody crowd there and get pelted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, 10 minutes later, things are falling out of the sky, and we're like, oh my goodness, we were right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool that he had all those little parachutes done. And there were plenty of them, so I think everybody got one at least.
I thought it was funny. There was one little kid that was chasing after all of them.
Yeah.
And she'd get one and go, it's the same. And then, like, pass it off.
Yeah.
And the next one, it's also the same. And I'm just like,
Yeah. Well, that's the fun of it, is just to go grab them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thrill that I get, is sometimes I'll go hunt one that's close to where I'm at, and I'm like, okay, there it is. And I'll just leave it so that someone can get it, because I've gotten pieces from a lot of people, so.
It's like, when I see them on Twitter, it's generally way late, and I'm like, I wonder if I recognize this, and I get excited if I just recognize where it's at.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, alright, I'm 45 minutes out in northeast outside of Atlanta, not even really Atlanta. There's, nope, this isn't gonna happen.
No. Well, sometimes you can find them, but I found one from Larry long ago that had been there for a week or so, but I recognized that he put it somewhere that wasn't traveled by, really.
Yeah, if anybody wants to come to Jones Ridge Park and drop off some things, might find some time to
hurry up. Yep.
Go take a walk or a hike or something.
Have you ever dropped a piece and then stayed around and have somebody to see what they did?
Lots of times.
Did you get the tweet back?
Yes.
Okay, because I've done the same thing. No tweet back.
Almost every time I drop and watch, I do get a tweet back.
Yeah.
And then I'm that creepy person who replies back, I watched you. And it was funny. I was having lunch with my friend Film For You, and I had dropped a piece across the street. We were sitting inside, but there's, you know, giant windows.
Right.
And we were just watching it. We see a guy roll up on his bike and get it. And we watch him, like, take out his phone and tweet. And then I pull out my phone and tweet back, like, congratulations, we watched you find it.
That would have been great if you took a picture of him taking a picture of
it. Well, then he could have found us a lot. We were just kind of like, probably not a good idea there.
That would have been funny.
But he was like, what? Like, we saw him look around to try and see, like, who was watching him.
That's hilarious.
But,
yeah, that's the fun of doing that kind of thing. I've done that a couple of times, and don't get tweet back. Like, I've seen someone slam on the brakes, get out, run out of the car, grab it, get back in the car, and take off. And I'm like, surely I'm going to get a tweet back from that guy, right? You just slammed on the brakes in the middle of a highway. No, nothing.
I've gotten a tweet back, like, a week later because the person's camera phone doesn't work.
Yeah,
and
so
they had to wait until they got home and then take a picture with their camera and then upload it. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Thanks, cool.
Buddy.
Like,
yeah.
Wow, your phone sucks.
Now, what do you think? Are you one of those people that just wants to have the tweet back, or
it's nice, but at the same time, it's like, I think I put out enough this summer that I don't know how many I've put out.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like,
yeah.
I think I've gotten a lot of tweet backs.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time I really counted was the first Friday of August when I was out dropping and hunting with a beta rocket and two-shot photo.
Right.
And I had dropped five or six pieces that day, and it was five. And I got tweetbacks on 4 out of 5 of them.
That's not bad.
Yeah. One of the pieces, though, somebody tweeted me, but not in reply to my original tweet.
So you don't know which one it was.
Well, they tweeted me, and they were like, yay, I got it. And I'm like, what did you get? And that was my Pac-Man piece that people were like, where is it? And I'm like, it's by somebody's house over in Little Five Points. It's like off in Yeah. Like, you probably just need to walk around in circles until you find it, because I don't know the roads.
Yeah.
It's just where I park.
Now, do you hide them, or do you put them in kind of plain sight?
It kind of depends. Like, sometimes they're in plain sight, but they're not, like, you know, on the main road.
Right.
Or, like, for instance, that Pac-Man one was off where I parked back by somebody's house.
Right, right, right.
And then sometimes they're more hidden, like, in, like, the gap between the bars and the handle for a stairwell.
Right, right, right.
Or something like that.
I've seen that, I've noticed that kind of some people hide them in places that are similarly colored.
Oh, yours are, that's mean.
Yeah. Every man does that a lot, too. It's like, if it's like an orangish background, if it's rust or whatever, he'll add an orange every man on it or something. And but yours are so brightly colored, I don't think you can get away with a lot of that.
It's a lot harder because I tend to do, like, the screen is one color and then the outside is not the same color.
Right.
And so it's not too boring.
And you use a lot of primary colors and stuff like that. Yeah. Which I like. That's kind of what I like, so. All right, anything that you are doing coming up?
Mostly just collecting for Savannah to try and get those people moving.
Okay.
Since they don't like to move a whole lot.
Yeah, there's been
maybe I'll bribe them with PBR. They're all hipsters, so it works.
You can buy a bunch of that cheap. I've noticed that a lot of people are starting to collect for other cities or travels or whatever, which is cool because I like seeing it spread or whatever. And then some people have found it in other ways. And so you see that it's kind of growing, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully Savannah will be the same.
Hopefully they'll get their stuff together.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
You got to find those motivated people.
Might just get underwater.
Yeah.
It rained so much. My roommate sent me pictures.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, we're now on 34th and River Street.
Yeah.
Like, our street had just
flooded
completely. And there were still people driving in foot plus of water.
But I've been some sketchy places around Savannah before.
That's the thing about Savannah. It's like every other street can be pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
It's like you can go from, oh, this is a nice street.
Look
it's
at
like
all these moss line. Yeah.
Oh, and then you walk one over and you're like, ooh, okay. Let me keep walking.
Yeah. So, cool. Anybody that you want me to interview next?
I've been telling Rocket that he needs to get on it.
Yeah, he's funny. So maybe I'll get him on it next.
Film
for You. I've
got a lot of
talked to a little bit
stories.
Yeah, yeah. I've conversed with her a little bit back and forth. I've got some others. I got Sushi Pet I need to get on, and her dad Scott on a Wire.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get them on. So where can they reach you again?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tellybox, TELLYBOX underscore.
Underscore?
Yeah.
Is both of them are on underscore?
Yeah, okay. Both of them are the same because I'm lazy.
So it's just no Facebook?
No Facebook.
Good.
Because I have normal Facebook and I use that for normal people.
Yeah. normal people.
Well.
Because the Free Art Friday people aren't normal.
Well, for people who
personal things.
Yes.
Gotcha.
For keeping in touch with people, because I'm not about to change my name on Facebook and just,
you can make a page.
Yeah, but then I have to take care of that page, and I...
That's what Blockhead does. I was like, I'm not making a page ever.
Like, no thanks.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah.